Yeah, so one of our craziest experiences, I mean, it relates back to what I was saying about how once you went into the smaller towns, you couldn't find anywhere to stay. The hotels would turn you around. So when we first found this out, me and my friend were like a little bit gutted because we thought we might not be able to do our trip properly and travel to the places we want to go to. But we decided the next morning to go to a market and just buy like some hammocks or something to sleep in. So in the worst case scenario, we could just go and find like a kind of a tree to sleep under or something like that. So we went to the market. We couldn't find any hammocks. We could just find like a straw mat and a mosquito net that we really hoped we wouldn't have to use. And we headed back out into the wilderness. So we spent a whole day hitchhiking away from this small town called Monywa, and out west into kind of scrubland. And it was on the way to like a national park. So we thought that, you know, it should be a reasonable place to travel to, even if they don't get many travelers. There must be some people who pass through on a way to a national park. But we got to like the last town before the proper wilderness started, as the sun was beginning to go down, and found they only had one hotel. And we went to the hotel and asked if we could stay there. And there was a long pause. The hotel owners took our passports, gave them to some guy on a motorbike who drove away and came back about half an hour later to tell us that we couldn't stay there. So me and my friend, we didn't really want to head all the way back to the town we come to in the morning. So we started walking out into the wilderness. And as we walked out into the wilderness, lots of people were kind of watching us and sort of bantering with us, laughing at us because we were foreign and we were traveling with a guitar as well. So we decided we should hitchhike a little bit further out so we weren't kind of so recognizable. So as the sun was going down, we managed to hitch a lift on the back of this pickup truck. And it took us out, I don't know, like 20 kilometers or something until we got to a kind of small village. And at this point, we thought, okay, well, you know, it is what it is. We're just going to have to walk out into the bush and find a place to pitch up our mosquito net. So we did that between two trees with a straw mat on the ground. And it was a little bit dodgy. Like there were lots of kind of holes all around where the mosquito net was. We weren't really sure, you know, what lived down them. So it was a little bit sketchy, but we kind of thought it's fine. We'll just get a bit of sleep, get up early in the morning and head on towards the national park. And as it got dark and we were lying down, going to sleep, it was quite atmospheric because, you know, we were near several Buddhist monasteries. So you could hear a kind of a soundscape of like all the evening worship going on. It was actually quite peaceful. But then after about, I don't know, half an hour, these eight motorbike lights started going down this track that was kind of adjacent to us. And I woke up my friend and I said, "Kia, like, look at all these lights. I think some people are onto us." And he's like, no, it's not for us." But then the lights changed, and what was happening was people were getting off the motorbikes, and there was like seven or eight people that we could just see as kind of distant lights, kind of slowly coming towards us. You know, it was a little bit like some kind of Special Encounters type film because everything was totally black apart from all these lights coming closer and closer. And we kind of got up and we started waving like, "Hello, hello, it's okay, Mingalaba," which means hello in Burmese. But we kind of realized they were forming formation into a formation. And when this group of people came out of the light into the area around us, the guy at the front was holding a stick, a big stick behind his head, sort of staring at us furiously. And all of his kind of friends had their fists up. And we were sort of surrounded and we put our hands up because, you know, we were a little bit worried. We're not six times MMA world champions like yourself.
Yeah, I mean, that's even as a six-time world champion, that's an intimidating situation.
Oh yeah. Oh, definitely. But it all went uphill from there, to be honest. So I think they were just scared that some people were invading their village or something, or were some kind of thieves or criminals, and they just didn't know what to make of us. But once they surrounded us and we were kind of sort of staring each other down, we started a really slow kind of diplomatic process. So I started playing guitar, basically. I started like improvising some songs. And my friend got out the Translate app on his phone and started explaining who we were and what we were doing. You know, we're just travelers going to this national park. We're from Britain. And eventually, sort of think that the tension died away. And the one person who just spoke a tiny bit of English said, just like, "Oh, come, don't sleep here. Dangerous snakes, sleep village." So we're like, okay, cool. So we started packing up our stuff and heading back towards the village. And as we went back towards the village, more and more search groups came out. Like what basically happened is that an alert had gone out that there was two strange people in the bush, and half of the village had gone out to look for us. So it was a little bit like in England, we have this festival called Bonfire Night, and every November, everyone goes out and watch the fireworks. It felt a little bit like that with all these groups of people looking for us.